That's right. That melodic tune must mean it's time for another episode of Philosophy by Marcus Tenacious Noggin. Mark my words, said my mama, that boy has one long sticking unsightliness. That might be why she named me Marcus Tenacious Noggin. Empty Noggin, at your service. It's a mystery to me why this country allows such a blatant disregard for American health. Tiny bands of little terrorists marching around making the citizens of the United States dangerously obese. The number one killer in the U.S. of A. is heart disease, also caused by those little monsters in official uniforms as they spread this deadly contagion from sea to shining sea. Oh, you may already have been a victim of this pernicious plot, and in fact, this serious threat to our way of life is so ingrained in our American culture that you may be considered unpatriotic if you are not participating. MT, you may be saying, what are you going on about now? Communism is dead. Well, except in China and North Korea and Venezuela, and except in Cuba. But that Soviet Union threat, that has definitely been eradicated. Until you look real close at Putin. But the real threat I'm talking about comes from our very own, not from another country, but from our own flesh and blood. What's up, my craw, you may be asking? Well, the next time you get yourself one of those thin mints in between your teeth, you may want to stop and think. Why are the Girl Scouts of America bent on the destruction of this great country? You know, you've been eating those Samoans, those Tagalongs, those tasty, tasty thin mints. Well, hold on to your hats, because after a thorough investigation, I am sad to report today that the Girl Scouts are trying to kill us. I read through those mandatory statements now included on every box, those messages to us about how destructive what we eat really is. Did you know 4 thin mints is 25% of your daily requirement of fat? That means you can depend on your complete fat intake for the day if you eat 16 of them. And did you know there are 30 or so in a box? Now admit it, you have eaten a whole box of thin mints in one sitting. I'm man enough to admit I've done it. Now, it wasn't the proudest moment in my life, but that very day I ate enough fat from one box to meet my daily fat intake for 2 days. Good with a tall glass of milk. But I digress. When those little uniform menaces to our country knock on your door, there is no way any real American can say no without being suspect. What do you mean you don't support the Girl Scouts? Well, then you probably don't like apple pie, which I will admit, I'm not supposed to eat. You're probably one of those people who hate the American flag and throw it away in the trash every time it's printed in your newspaper. You probably even hate your mother. But that's something you should probably discuss with a certified mental health provider. What I'm yakking on about is those deadly little round treats peddled to the entire USA with the sole intent of getting us fat and happy so we relax until it's too late. I guess there is one thing to be grateful about. This national tragedy happens only once a year. One time every spring, the collective nation puts on 4 or 5 pounds apiece, which realistically should put the earth out of balance and cause the world to explode, but that's a topic for another program. What are we going to do about it? Eat fewer cookies? Turn away the Girl Scouts? I don't think so. But I do have good news. Facing criticism from fat critics, the Girl Scouts have developed a lower fat cookie for those unable to resist. These new lemon delicacies should help those truly addicted to get back in a reasonable amounts, like down to a box a day. The other good news is eventually they're all eaten, and you don't have to fret no more. Stay strong through the rest of March, and the worst should be over. Or you could eat those lemon cookies. Of course, I won't be eating them. They look like cardboard. Now pass me one of those peanut butter chocolate missiles of death. Next week, I'll be ranting and raving about all the time I wasted in my youth watching TV when I could have waited till now to watch Leave It to Beaver on Hulu. Either that or why it gives me such great satisfaction to hear another radio station playing the Top 40 by Casey Kasem from some random year in the 70s. Now that's some good music. Maresy dotes and dozy dotes and little lambsy divey, a kiddly divey too, wouldn't you? Just remember, you heard it here first from Empty Noggin.